Hello.
Hi, I'm
Hello.
speaking to Mrs. Kate.
You are?
Yeah, hi, Mrs. Kate. My name is Mike. I'm calling you from Energy Grant. How are you doing today?
All right, thank you.
All right, ma'am. This is regarding the government grant for boiler and storage heater. So I called the number to check how old is the boiler, ma'am. 5 years or more than that?
I don't know. It's just one. Well, it's a lot more than now, I know, because
Okay.
we've been in 10 years.
Okay, Mrs. Kate,
It's landlord owned.
the reason why I'm asking is, ma'am, right now there is a grant which has been allotted to the properties for all the homeowners, all right, in your postcode. The grant is available for boilers and storage heaters, so you can replace the boiler for absolutely free of charge, not even a single penny from your pocket. And also, it's a
Right.
government grant. You will receive all the information in writing since you're renting this property from a private landlord, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you can get all the information in writing and you can show that your landlord. And if you and your landlord are happy with that, then you can go ahead and replace the boiler for absolutely free, all right?
Right, unless
Right. And
you
to get
wanted
the.
to ring the landlord.
Not a problem, ma'am. Just give me 1 minute. I just want to check one more thing with you. Now, the grant is
Yes.
only for the people on benefits. So do you or anyone
Yes.
in the family receiving any kind of benefits, credits, or allowance from the government?
Yes.
What kind of benefit, ma'am?
It's a pension credit.
Oh, pension credit. Wonderful. Who's
Like
the one?
with
Okay. Who's the one receiving the benefit? Is it you?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's great, ma'am. Since you're on the right benefit, you're perfectly qualified for the grant. All right, ma'am. And you live in the property number 2, Ridingley Cottage. Is
Riding
it?
Lee Cottage.
Yes. And the boiler, what you have, is it a oil boiler or LPG boiler?
It's just an ordinary where it stores the water, and then we have the thing on overnight on the cheap rate, and
Okay.
it heats it up, or you can boost it up during the day.
Okay, ma'am. I've got your postcode area as NE42, sorry, NE446
NE44, yeah.
JA. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, that's on Riding Mill.
Yes.
Okay, all right, ma'am. Just give me a second. I'm just checking what kind of boiler do you have there. I'm just checking the EPC. That's Energy Performance Certificate of your property. All right, just stay with me.
So this call is regarding a government grant for a free boiler replacement. So I just called in.
And the property what you're living in, it's a detached or a semi-detached or a terrace property?
Thank you, sir.
A semi. It's like a. It's just a
Semi-detached bungalow.
bungalow, yeah.
Okay, all right. And I can see you have electric storage heaters.
Yes, we do.
Wonderful, ma'am. You're perfectly qualified. And how many bedrooms do you have? Is it 2 bedroom or
Two.
3 bedroom? 2 bedroom.
Two.
And okay. And what kind of walls do you have there? Is it a solid or cavity wall?
Oh,
Okay, not a problem,
wooden.
ma'am.
Hello, ma'am.
Do you
Sorry.
have any idea? That's okay. Do you have any idea when was the property built? In the 90s or 80s, 60s, roughly, up to knowledge?
Oh, longer, much longer now, I would say.
Okay,
Because
all
of
right,
all
ma'am.
the
Great. And
cottages, you know what I mean, yeah.
yes, I know that, ma'am. And the loft, what do you have? Is it a traditional loft or
It's
is any?
insulated.
Okay, is it traditional
It has
loft or?
been insulated.
Yes, ma'am, I know that. I can see it has been insulated. And what I'm asking is, now the loft, what you have, it's a traditional loft or is there any room in the loft? Do you have any boarded floor or just a normal loft?
Just a normal loft.
Okay, all right then. And how are you controlling your heating system? Do you have any programmer, timer, basic room thermostat?
No, all my storage heaters come on overnight and that's it. I can't boost them up during the day.
Okay, all right. So it's like a timer, right?
Yeah, we've got the
Yes.
7 hour, the cheap electricity, Conwy 7.
Okay, all right, ma'am. I've got your last name here as Kate. Can you help me out with your first name? How do you spell your first name?
Mind.
Yep.
Mary, Mary.
Oh, Mary Kate, right? Mrs.
Yes,
Mary
that's
Kate.
right. Thank you.
Okay. And can you have your date of birth as per in the benefit paper? What's your date of birth?
94, 1944.
I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't get that.
19 1
1944. Oh, okay. I'm also 19, ma'am. I'm also born on the same date, 19th.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I'm on 5th month. That's on May. You're on January.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So tomorrow is your birthday, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's wonderful. So I'll call you and I'll wish you tomorrow as well. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
But if you wanted the telephone number of the landlord.
Okay. Now, the number what I have here, it's 14346821100. That's your landline number, right?
That's mine, yes.
Okay. And do
the,
you have
the
any...
The actual owner...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, the owner of the property.
Yeah, you mean the landlord?
Yes.
Don't worry about that, ma'am. Nothing is going to happen right now. Like I said, what I'll do,
right,
I've got your
fine.
Information now. I will just pass this information to my technical department. And they will call you back,
right,
and they'll give more information about the grant system. And you can arrange an appointment whenever your calendar is free. So they will come down and they will give you
right.
all the relevant paperwork so
that's
you can
fine.
Show that your landlord...
But as I said, can't do nothing without the landlord's permission.
Absolutely, ma'am. Like I said, nothing is going to happen right now. It's a government grant. And you will get all the
right.
information writing. Now, when can I tell my technical department to give a call back? Today, maybe after 2 hours? Today will be okay for you? Now, the time is 11:30. I'll ask them to give a call around...
No, not today. Can it be another day, please?
Tomorrow. What about tomorrow? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Oh, what about Monday?
Monday. The reason why I'm telling you, ma'am... Once you speak with the technical department, they will give you more information and you will have more time for the inspection to come. Maybe you can do it on Monday as well, but tomorrow is just a call for you to fix an appointment, okay?
I can't have an appointment without the landlord's permission, I'm sorry.
It's not an appointment, ma'am. Let me tell you what they will do. They will call you tomorrow and they will give you more information about the grant and you can speak with them.
Uh-huh.
And you can tell the property is owned by a private landlord so that they can give you more information about that. So that's the reason I'm telling I will pass this information to my technical department. My job just to qualify you for the grant, ma'am. Since you're qualified, I'm just passing this information to my technical department and they will get in touch with you. All right? So that's why we're making a call back tomorrow.
If I say I can't do anything, I'll explain that to them.
Yes, ma'am. So can I tell the technical department to give a call on tomorrow?
Is the boiler in your property more than...
No, I'll speak to my landlord first.
No, nothing's going to happen. Yes, ma'am. Like I said, they will just call you tomorrow. That's it. All right? So you can speak with them.
Right.
You can mention them. I have a landlord. So you can tell all the information to them. Today, I'm just going to arrange you for a call back to my technical department. Okay?
Right, you are.
So,
right, that's lovely. Thank you.
Tomorrow on tomorrow morning or afternoon or evening? The call back?
Morning would be best.
Morning, okay, great, ma'am. And do you have any alternate number to reach if in case if you're not
reachable
on this
landline? No, I just have my landline.
Okay, all right, ma'am. And one last confirmation. When was the property built? You said in the 60s or 70s?
No, long before that, so I'm not quite sure.
In the 20s, maybe pre-90s?
Okay. Maybe 1920s.
All right.
You know, somewhere around that.
Yes, yes.
I would
all right.
think, yep.
Not a problem, Mrs. Kate. So that's it. I'll just pass information
Thank
to my technical department and they will call you tomorrow, ma'am. Take care. Thanks for
Bye.
Your time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.